I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The American Association for the Advancement of Science announced in Science magazine that it has chosen 7 seminaries to take part in its, quote, Science for Seminaries program. The program gives 18-month grants to each chosen seminary, and they in turn put the money towards programs that look at the connections between faith and science. Each institution chosen is also required to incorporate science into 2 main courses and have 1 campus-wide science-related event. Both the association and seminaries believe that having priests be knowledgeable about science will make them better pastors and also better prepare them to tackle the misconceptions about the science and faith relationship. According to the National Study of Youth and Religion, 72% of 18 to 29-year-olds believe that science and religion conflict each other, and 78% of those in the same age range who left the Catholic Church say that the perceived conflict between the two is why they left. A judge in Iowa has agreed to temporarily block an abortion law under an agreement between the state and abortion rights groups. The law, which is the most restrictive in the country, bans most abortions if a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The 3 groups that filed suit against the law, the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa, Planned Parenthood, and the Emma Goldman Clinic, have argued it is unconstitutional. The judge stated an injunction would be issued preventing the law from going into effect until the lawsuit is resolved. An attorney for the state said their goal is to now get the suit in front of a judge as soon as possible. President Donald Trump announced on Twitter that he will be pardoning Dinesh D'Souza, the conservative author and filmmaker who pled guilty to violating federal campaign laws. Trump said in the tweet that D'Souza was treated unfairly by the government. Trump also stated on Twitter that he was looking forward to seeing the unemployment numbers this morning. 223,000 jobs were added in May, which helped lower unemployment to an 18-year low of 3.8%. The jobs report also showed that average hourly pay rose 2.7% from last year. Overall, the report shows that the 9-year economic expansion shows no current signs of concern from employers over the recent trade disputes. A newly released document from the Vatican advises caution against highly competitive sports for children, the political and economic pressure put on athletes to, quote, win at all costs, and the unsportsmanlike or violent behavior of fans. The document, named Giving the Best of Yourself, calls for children protection policies developed by experts and also calls on bishops, parishes, and lay Catholics to work to, quote, humanize sports. The document also issued caution on sports games held on Sundays, saying that it can be a great way of bringing families and communities together, but that they should not be an excuse to miss Mass. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.